Most of the funding for the pro-amendment campaign has been raised within the last month, with nearly 30% from in-state donors and about 70% from out-of-state. Recent in-state donors include the Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus, who gave $250,000, and prominent real estate developer Tom Cousins, who contributed $20,000. Meanwhile, major out-of-state donations include $350,000 from Walmart heiress Alice Walton and $250,000 from former Washington, D.C. school chief Michelle Reese Student First Group. Burt Brantley is a spokesman for Families for Better Public Schools.
It's been very gratifying to see that there's a wide range of people, both here in the state and nationally, that are willing to contribute to a cause that they think will help improve education.
But the group opposing the amendment has raised approximately $123,000 in total and takes issue with large donations coming in from out of state to support the amendment. Jane Langley is head of Vote Smart Georgia.
Those out-of-state corporations most badly want to change our Constitution permanently. I hope Georgia voters don't turn our schools into cash cows for others' profit.
Despite the uneven finances, Langley says her side has a good shot of winning on Election Day. Brantley is also confident but says his group is taking nothing for granted. Michelle Worth, WABE News.